And your last thought?
Defense, defense, defense. That's my last thought coming out of the locker room. If I'm the Ironman, that's got to play good defense. The first drive is the only drive that matters right now.
T.J. Donaldson now kicks things off with an onside kick, and it's recovered by the Hornets.
And I can kind of see why Coach Hagenbusch does that. It didn't fool anybody, but I can see why he attempted that, just to kind of throw a fly in the ointment, if you will.
So the Hornets will have the ball on their own 48-yard line to start the second half. Vanita now going right to left on your radio dial. This is an east-west field, by the way. And Parker Ward and the offense back on there. Now he runs up with an I formation. Play action. Actually, they're going to hand it off. A sweep to the right side, to the 50, to the 45, down to the 40, to the 39-yard line. And that was Alex Kaufman there on the ball carrier. And they're going to spot that right at the 40-yard line, enough for a Hornet first down.
And Vanita's starting off right where they left off, running the ball wide and making lots of yards. Jackson Straw has just not got the contain that he needs on that sweep. He's going to have to get farther outside and get an angle to get that back in so his linebackers can make a play.
So first and 10, handoff Alex, actually Dayton Bolin. He runs to the middle. And he gains 10 yards down to the 30-yard line. Cody Smith there on the stop. Actually, they're going to spot that at the 32, so about 2 yards short of the first down.
Well, so much for defense, defense, defense.
You have any other last thoughts?
The Ironman regular season victory streak may be in jeopardy here.
Second and two. And a ball right into the middle. It runs to the middle to the 15. And boy, that fooled everybody to the 10-yard line.
My
and that
goodness.
Looked like Chris Armijo. Actually, it was the Alex Kaufman there on the ball carrier, and then just handed off to the fullback, and right down the middle they went. And now you're looking at first and 10 from Nowata's 12-yard line.
Well, that caught the Ironman looking. It's been Kaufman outside, 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 and they just shucked him up in a little wing back reverse inside. Ball on the ground.
The ball is loose, and Boland picks it up and runs to the right, gets some yards right there to about the 9 to maybe the 8-yard line.
Technically, it bounced right into his hand. That was, you know, sometimes it's nice to be good, and other times it's nice just to be lucky. That bounced right back in that young man's hands, caught it in stride, and gained about 3.5 yards.
Clock rolling with 10:30 to go in the third quarter, 19-7. Vanita storming here once again over Nowata, 19-7. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Second and 8. This time a handoff right in the middle to the 10, to the 5, and that's where he'll stay there. It looks like Alex Kaufman on the ball carrier. And met up by a couple of Ironman defenders. The first to get him was Jacob Barnes.
Kaufman kind of having his way tonight. He's got half a 100 on 7 carries, averaging little, right at 7 yards a poke.
Now you're looking at right now 3rd and 3 from the 5. They got to get to the 2 for the first down. This is not the start defensively that no one wanted here tonight.
No, sir. No, sir.
3rd and 3 from the 5. Again, that power eye again. Ward under center. Ward, and ball comes loose again, and Ward picks it up. And he falls on the ball at the 9-yard line. But again, a good job there by Cody Smith. Looked like Jacob Barnes again on the stop.
Well, the Ironman needed that. They fumbled but recovered.
Now you're looking at 4th and 8 from the 10. That's a loss of 5.
Should be about a 26-yard field goal here that DeRozier is going to try, Adam. He's on the right hash mark.
So Tylan DeLozier would attempt a 26-yard field goal.
He's got the leg for it. We've seen him kick very well.
Snap. Good snap. Ball. Kick on its way, and it is good. So a 26-yard field goal by Tylan DeLozier is good. Timeout on the field. 8:50 to go in the third quarter. It's Vanita 22 and Nowata 7. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
They're playing basketball.
Well, that took seven plays, 52 yards. A 26-yard field goal by Tylen DeRosa gives the Hornets a 15-point lead, 22-7.
You want some good news? It really didn't change anything. It's still a two-score game, so you know that's about the best you could hope for. If they're going to score, at least it was a field goal. It still makes it a two-score game.
Here's a kick by DeRosa, high kick. Sanders, he bobbles it, now picks it up at the 6, to the 10, dives to the 15-yard line.
We just have not looked sharp all night long. And I don't think it's, you know, not all the Vanita Hortus. They're having a large part to do with that, but we're just making some mistakes that we don't normally make. And I don't know, maybe the Ironman had such an easy time last year. I don't know, maybe they thought they'd get a good one this year, but I don't know. It's hard to tell with teenage boys what they think.
Well, you're a pop. What do you think? Do they think all the time?
I've had five teenage boys. I don't know anything about them.
First and 10 from the 16-yard line. First second-half possession for Cody Smith and then Ironman offense. Now they'll start at a wing T formation. There's a snap. And Smith, he's going to keep it. Runs to the middle, to the 16. He might have gained a yard to the 17-yard line. And Stephen Frost there on the stop.
Excuse me, Adam. I couldn't tell if he decided to fake that ball and keep it or he just did not make the handoff. The exchanges in the backfield have not been real crisp tonight.
No, they haven't. I've really kept an eye on them since Nowata had two turnovers in that second quarter alone that led to
some points.
14 points, yeah, for Vanita.
And as you said, it could have been worse there because right after that.
So second down, they're going to call it 9 from the 17-yard line. Now a blitz formation now for Vanita. Handoff of Sanders. Runs to the middle to the 25 and trips over to the 29-yard line. That's enough for an Ironman first down.
Well, that was something new and something we needed. Wyatt Sanders for a 12-yard gain picks up an Ironman first down. Gives us a new set of sticks. Hey, that is 28-26 Adair in the third quarter over Locust Grove.
Wow.
Wow is right.
And you know Locust Grove's very good.
Oh, we know that.
We know that.
Understand.
Yeah. Mason Fine in that group?
Yes. 28-26, third quarter.
That's a huge game right over there for a Thursday night. Of course, we have a huge game here. First and 10 from Nowata's 29-yard line. Shotgun formation this time for Cody Smith. Smith hands it off to Terrell Collins. And he can't get away, but he sweeps to the right. He may have gained a yard to the 30-yard line. He couldn't get away from his own offensive lineman and only gains a yard. Tough night for Terrell Collins.
You know, he's averaging almost 5 yards a carry. Just not used to what we've been seeing. Been averaging over 7 a carry and breaking some big gains. Not so much tonight.
A gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8 for Nowata from their own 31-yard line. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. 22-7 favor of Vanita. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. A receiver on each end for Nowata. Cody Smith in the shotgun formation. And a snap. Smith throws to the middle. Pass incomplete.
And I think he had Wyatt Sanders wide open at the 39. He didn't get it over Petey Knight. I think Petey thought that was for him.
And Petey Knight's kind of gimpy right now as he goes towards the sideline. And matter of fact, the intended receiver was Archie Agnew.
Okay.
But it looked like that Petey Knight, and you're right, thought that the pass was to him. And
yeah,
looked like his intention was to Archie Agnew.
Yeah, Archie was open and had the first down if he catches it, even if he's tackled immediately. So can we get a mulligan?
We'll get a mulligan right here. It'll be 3rd and 8 from the 31-yard line.
Get a mulligan from these bugs.
Yeah, I know. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Two wide receivers, one on each side. Smith now rolls to his right. Still rolling. Now throws as a man open. Caught at the 45. And gets to Vanita territory to the 49-yard line. That's Zen Callahan on the reception.
Nice.
And enough for an Ironman first down.
Nice little 20-yard pickup. And as you said, so eloquently, a first down. Callahan's first reception of the year, I think, isn't it, Adam? I don't remember him having one. And it goes.
I think that is his first reception of the night.
Of the year, maybe.
I believe so.
Okay. It's good enough for 20-yard gain, first down into the Hornet territory. And, hey, credit that front line. Smith had time to throw the ball.
So first and 10 from Vanita's 49-yard line. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nowata trailing 22-7. Two wide receivers on the left. Now a pitch to Wyatt Sanders, and he's not going anywhere. He loses a yard to the 50-yard line. Nathan Zickafoos there.
Zickafoos, very good.
On the stop there. Zickafoos is a 5'11", 185-pound sophomore.
And a mouthful to say.
Just like these bugs. So second and 11 from midfield at the 50-yard line. And actually, I got a cricket that's alive to the right side. I'll try to kill it for you.
What if we could get some somebody to bring some ketchup up from the concession stand? We're going to have to eat them, put a little ketchup on them.
Oh, yuck. Second and 11 from the 50-yard line.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Sanders in motion. And I'm going to have a busted play, but Smith now runs to the right, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, and knocked down at the 32-yard line. But Cody Smith, that ended up being a busted play, gets something out of nothing and gives the Ironman a first down.
Well, Adam, he gets 16 yards and a first down for the Ironman, moving the chains again. I think he could have caught more, but he thought he was going to get hit, so he did the wise thing and kind of wrapped it up and went down easily to maintain possession. Ironman are in business.
Yeah, this is not a bad drive for Nowata, which started from their own 16-yard line.
Hey, a touchdown and a two-point conversion, you know, it's a seven-point game.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I said, the field goal really didn't hurt us. We didn't want to see it. The nice thing was they stopped the drive. They were pounding it. They were giving our medicine orally, going right down our throats.
First and 10 from Vanita's 33. A man in motion. That's Zen Callahan. They'll pitch it to Zen, and Zen tripped up at the 35-yard line.
He lost one.
And he lost a yard there. And Nathan Zickafoos there on the stop. One of our favorite names. That's a loss of yard officially. Second 11 from the 34-yard line.
Maybe his friends just call him Zick. So we
Zick? And it's second and 11. The ball at the 34-yard line. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 22-7 favor of Vanita. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
And I just got a message that Beverly Johnson says she is our biggest fan. So we may have a battle royale to see who's the biggest listening fan of Ironman football.
Hand off this to Collins. He runs to the middle to the 30-yard line, but still way short of the first down. Tough yardage there for Terrell. And they'll spot the ball at the 30, a gain of 4. They'll make it 3rd and 7. And I want to remind you, you are listening to Nowata Ironman Football on Real Country 104.9 FM, HD, KRIG, Nowata Bartlesville. Bringing you 30 Thursday night football here for you.
You made a comment earlier in this drive that Petey Knight kind of looked gimpy, and I noticed in the huddle he was still bending over like he's not up to snuff right now. He's lined up at the right tight end on this play.
Two wide receivers to the left on a 3rd and 7. Play action.
He's got a man open.
Smith looking for somebody open. He breaks one tackle, runs to the right, to the 30, and knocked out of bounds to the 27-yard line. And it's going to be short of the first down. They got to get to the 23-yard line.
29-yard line.
And now you're looking at a fourth down for Nowata. Fourth down. They're going to say 4th and 6 from the 29-yard line.
Well, this is going to be a pivotal play.
Now the Vanita Hornet fans on their feet now, making some noise. 4th and 6 from the 29-yard line. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. They have two wide receivers to the left. Cody looking back to pass, throws, and a pass intercepted. It is intercepted at the 18-yard line, and that's Ethan Gibson there on the interception. Third turnover of the night for Nowata.
And that's very un-Ironman-like.
And that is the first interception of the season for Cody Smith. So the drive that started from Nowata's 16-yard line gets nothing. And Benita will get the ball back, first and 10. They'll spot it, looks like, at the 19-yard line.
And all the momentum.
Hand off to their tailback, and might have gained a yard to the 20-yard line. Looks like Jaden Tyler, I think, was the ball carrier.
Second down and
10. It'll be second and 10, no gain from the 19-yard line. Clock rolling, 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Again, Benita on top, 22-7. And a power eye again for Benita. There's a snap. Ward goes back to pass, breaks one tackle, and he's sacked at the 17-yard line. Looks like Wyatt Sanders was the first to get him, along with Petey Knight.
And I don't know, Adam, but they've kind of closed their offensive linemen in instead of having Kaufman and Bolin out on the wings wide and kind of running them opposite directions. And why would you stop doing what's working? I mean, they're just kind of, I don't know. Those are two different plays, and we even had a different ball carrier that we hadn't had in the game yet. I don't know why you wouldn't keep going back to the well as long as it works.
Now make it third and 13 from the 17-yard line. Now Parker Ward in a shotgun formation. Parker going back to pass. Screen pass is caught. Boom, down he goes at the 18-yard line. And that's Archie Agnew.
Nice
play.
Putting
a stop in there by the intended receiver. That's Garrett Palmer. Boy, he took a licking, didn't he?
He did. He's still ticking. That's a 2-yard gain. And more importantly, it's fourth down. Armour going to get the ball back. Pretty good field position. How about a block punt right here for a touchdown?
Well, I'd like that, too.
I'll drink to that.
Kylan DeLoja back to punt. Sanders to return.
A little bad snap action, maybe? No.
There's a snap. Nice kick of the returnable. Actually, yeah, it's going to be caught at the 50. Sanders, he called the fair catch, and he was not supposed to run. So a flag on the play. He made the fair catch at the 48-yard line. Kind of a silly mistake there by Wyatt Sanders, but more importantly, no one will have the ball. Now the officials kind of talk about it here a little bit.
Well, and we've kind of seen the Ironmen do things that they just haven't been known to do over the past couple of years.
No, we really have not seen this probably in a couple of years. And they're going to mark off 5 yards on that penalty.
We'll call that an illegal procedure for lack of better understanding. On a lighter side, it's only the second Nowata penalty of the ball game.
Fair catch violation, I think, is what they're going to call that.
Fair
first
catch.
And 10 from Nowata's 41-yard line.
Well, it was illegal, whatever he did.
Yeah. Cuddy Smith now under center. 30 seconds to go in the third period. Handoff is Collins. Runs to the middle to the 45, and that's all he'll get. Gain of 4. It'll make it second and 6 from the 45-yard line. That should be the final play of the third quarter, as we're now down to 10 seconds to go in the third quarter.
4 second down, 6 for the Ironmen.
It'll be second and 6 from the 45-yard line, and that will be the final play of the third quarter. We are through 3 quarters of play, and your score, Benita 22 and Nowata 7. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, minutes to go in this game. Can Nowata get a comeback? Well, they're going to have to not give up the ball and make some smart plays.
If you're Coach Hagenbush, you just told your guys, fellas, we've got a great opportunity to have one of the most fantastic comebacks in Ironman history. Let's go do it. And this drive, they've got to score on this drive.
Second and 5 Actually, second and six from the 45-yard line. A shotgun formation, wing T formation. Smith throws to his right, and a pass is almost intercepted. It was not a good throw. Brian Hawkins was the intended, actually was the one that almost picked it off for Vanita, and I don't know where Cody Smith was throwing to, but
I'm not sure. He had two receivers, and I'm not sure which one he had picked out, but they were wearing blue, the one it hit, and he had ample time to throw the ball. It wasn't that he was pressured, so I'm not sure. Just not on the same page with the receivers right there at that particular point.
Well, now you're looking at third and six from the 45-yard line, just underway here in the fourth quarter, 22-7 in favor of Vanita. Now shotgun formation again for Cody Smith. Callahan in motion. And they're going to be illegal procedure against Nowata.
Somebody started forward in that Ironman backfield. Dadgummit. Didn't need any of that.
No, sir. Now you're looking at third and 11 from the 40-yard line. Don't forget about the Green Country kickoff show tomorrow evening from 5 to 6 on our sister station, Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM. We will preview all of the games that are scheduled to play tomorrow. Also, we'll talk about tonight's game. At this point, I really don't have much to talk about.
I gotta say, you're going to have to come up with a lot to talk about, my friend.
Third and 11 from the 40-yard line. A snap, Smith. Now looking to throw. Now he's going to be sacked. At the 25-yard line, a first to get him, Colton McDaniel. In fact, talked to his parents at halftime, and he makes the sack on the play. And now you're looking at fourth and a country mile. That's going to be a 10-yard loss, fourth and 21. And I'll be honest with you, fans, and you, Tim, I'm really surprised about this game. I thought that Nowata would come up sharper than this.
Yeah.
The snap by Cody Smith.
Find a receiver on that one.
And it's a low line drive kick.
Oh, he didn't get it.
Oh, the ball's loose, and I think Nowata's got it.
Yes.
Yes, they have. It bounced off a Vanita player, and Nowata will get the ball back.
Yeah.
Now, that is a huge break for the Ironman.
You betcha, and that it just hit. It took a bad bounce right back. Took a Nowata hop, and as the Vanita return man, or actually that man, turned around to see where it was going, it bounced right back into the forehead of his helmet.
39-yard line. Oh, what a huge break there for the Ironman.
Well, we needed that.
Not only that, you let your defense stay on the sidelines, you get your offense another opportunity.
Best starting position of the night, obviously, for the Ironman.
It's 10:50 and counting. Now, that clock should be stopped. Well, now the official stoppage of play, and Vanita will call a timeout. Well,
I'm a little confused.
On the fumble recovery, do you not stop the clock?
You stop the clock, and you start it on the snap.
Well, they started the clock before that.
They did that the other night in the ball game, and I was kind of curious about that. It was on a change of possession. Maybe it's something in high school that's different in high school than the other college and pro. I hadn't seen that before, and it was on a change of possession like that, and they started the clock before the snap. So,
hey, big thanks to our sponsors here tonight: Rocky Top Energy, Nowata Can, Arvest Bank of Nowata, Jane Phillips of Nowata, Green Country Medical, Regent Bank, Tri-County Technology Center, and by Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck. Big thanks to those fine sponsors for supporting Nowata Ironman Sports on K-Rig.
You betcha. We couldn't do what we do without them. We really appreciate it. Patriots are leading the Steelers 8:47 to go in the third period. 21-3 Patriots. The Steelers have just entered the red zone, and hopefully Ben Roethlisberger will pick up some fantasy points for me here.
By the way, how's your Cardinals doing? Last I heard, it was 9-0.
Top of the ninth, it's 11-0 Reds.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's about as ugly there as it is here, I'm afraid.
You and Charlie Tarbaletti are not happy.
No, we're not. No joy in Mudville tonight.
No. First and 10 from Vanita's 39-yard line. Nowata gets the ball back. Play action. Cuddy Smith pump fakes, throws to his right, has a man, and overthrows his intended receiver. It looked like that was Ethan Foster there, the intended receiver.
Yeah,
good pump fake, though, by Cuddy Smith.
Yeah, Ethan just ran a little out and up, gave him a double move there, and he had a step. He just a step behind the ball, though. That's unfortunate.
That makes it 2nd and 10 from the 39 of Vanita's territory. 10:45 to go in the game, 22-7. Vanita on top of Nowata. Again, the last time Nowata lost a regular season game was 2 years ago, and that was against Adair.
Cody is 1 of 5 with an interception this half. Not the numbers that he needs to have to lead the Ironman down the field.
And again, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. On a 2nd and 10, a receiver on each side. There's a snap. Smith runs around, breaks away one tackle, now rolls to his right to the 35, dives to the 30-yard line, about a yard short of the first down.
That's okay. We'll take that.
It looks like we got an injured Hornet down. That is going to be Chris Armijo that is shaking up on the field. Hopefully that's just a cramp, but it doesn't look like it's a cramp. It looks like it's something else.
Whatever it is, it looks like it's painful right now.
So now about a yard short of the first down for Nowata, 3rd and 1 from Vanita's 30. And while they attend Chris Armijo on the field, we're going to take a 60-second break. 10:22 to go in the game, 22-7 favor of Vanita. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Chris Armijo had to kind of gingerly help him off. He had to be assistant there, but it doesn't look good, kind of like a leg injury there.
Yeah, they're giving him a little extra time to get off the field as they brought the Ironman up to the line. I don't know why they even placed the ball and got ready. The officials can see he's not off the field yet.
Well, now it's a very important down here for Nowata. 3rd and 1 from Vanita's 30. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. A snap. Smith runs to the middle, to the 25, has a first down, to the 20, and tackled immediately at the 16-yard line. And that's enough for an Ironman first down. A good run there by Cody Smith.
Just a little quarterback draw to kind of take the pressure away that Vanita was coming with. Don't give up on us yet.
That's still plenty of time left. 10:15 to go in the game. Again, no one knocking on Vanita's door. Trying to get some points here in the second half. Three wide receivers, two on the left. A shotgun formation for Cody Smith. The snap, Smith. He'll run to the middle, to the 15, to the 10, down at the 9-yard line.
Hey, keep with what's working, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just make sure you don't hurt Mr. Cody Smith. We don't need him hurt. They're going to spot the ball at the 9. So the 2nd and 3 from the 9-yard line. Again, clock running, 9:30 to go in the game. And Nowata trails 22-7.
We need to punch it in right here, Adam.
Foster now lines up to the left side, and another receiver, actually two wide receivers on the left, one on the right. Smith, and that's not going to work. He's down immediately at the 10-yard line. There on this tackle, Alex Kaufman. A loss of 1, that'll make it 3rd and 4 from the 10-yard line. Last Nowata possession they scored was late in the first half on a Wyatt Sanders touchdown pass from Cody Smith.
Well, we kind of went to the well maybe one too many times with Cody there. They were anticipating that.
So now 3rd and 4 from the 10-yard line. A receiver to the right, 2 on the left. A shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody rolls, a pass incomplete.
Oh.
Ethan Foster was the intended receiver. Now we got a late flag on the play at the 2-yard line.
Archie Agnew, right off his chest, was the intended receiver. Should have had that one.
Actually, the linesman, an eligible man downfield against no one.
Criminy Antley. Well, they'll probably take the play here and make it fourth and about four.
Is that a 10-yard penalty, I think?
See the call?
Now, it looks like Vanita says they're going to decline this penalty.
Well, now
no, they're going to accept it. That's only a 5 yards.
5 yards.
I think it's still third down, isn't it?
Yes.
So a 5 yard penalty gives back Noah a 3rd and 9. It'll be from the 15-yard line. Actually, back a little bit.
Yeah, just inside the 15 there, Adam.
So 3rd and 9 from the 15-yard, just inside the 15-yard line. 8:29 to go in the game, 22-7. Vanita on top of Nowata.
I might go right back to that pass, and Archie will catch it this time. I just bounced right off his chest.
Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. A shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Long set back is Terrell Collins.
Single coverage over here.
There's a snap. Smith throws to his left, and the man is caught in the end zone. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ireland. And that's Terrell Collins on a 15-yard pass from Cody Smith, and Nowata coming right on back.
Boy,
second touchdown pass of the night for Cody Smith.
Great play, too, drawn up there by Matt Hagebush. For 6 points, Ironman will surely go for two here. And they are.
So Nowata's going to go for two here. Oh, they've got a little confusion here. Now they finally got everybody. Now they're going to try and go for one here as T.J. Donaldson will attempt the extra point, trying to make it an 8-point lead.
I don't know if I agree with this, but I'm not paid to be the coach, but
here's
anyway.
A snap, the hole, the kick on his way. Is it good enough? Yes, it is. It's good. Barely went through the uprights. Timeout on the field. 8:22 to go in the game. We got a ball game here, fans. It's Vanita 22 and Nowata 14. Back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that was a 7-play, 39-yard drive, thanks to Terrell Collins' 15-yard pass from Cody Smith. And that was kind of an ugly pass as well. Matter of fact, Cody Smith was getting plastered as he released that football, and he found it. Terrell Collins somehow found him and got him for a touchdown pass.
I think he just put it in Terrell's direction as he was going down. You know, the Ironman only took 2.5 minutes to score there, so that's the good news. It leaves some time, just a little under 10 minutes on the clock, or a little under 9 minutes to play. If we could get a 3-and-out.
And we've had, and the Nowata defense have had a couple of 3-and-outs, but have not capitalized.
Interesting to see what Coach Hagebush does with this kick. He's got six guys on the near side.
T.J. Donaldson, they'll kick things off as an onside kick. And the ball's loose. And I think Vanita has somehow picked it up. Yeah, they have.
He kind of backed up. I'm like, well.
And he thought, wow, they kind of backed up a little bit. And says, okay, we better get it now.
I think the receiving team thought it had to go 10 yards. You can come across the line and get that rascal, so.
It's going to be inside the 50 to the 49-yard line of Vanita's territory. This right here has got to be a huge defensive stop here for Nowata if they even have a chance with 8:20 to go in the game.
Absolutely.
Parker under center on an I formation. Parker now handoff is to Boland. He runs to the right to the 50. Breaks one tackle to the 40. Breaks another tackle to the 30. And tiptoes out of bounds at the 20. Actually, they're going to say he tiptoed out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That's Dayton Boland.
Yeah, then they flipped it back to the 33 there. So.
Okay, so a 16-yard gain there. That puts in Nowata's territory. That's not the stop you know Nowata wanted.
Well,
as Tim Callahan will get off the field here.
Ethan Foster tried an arm tackle, and you just can't do that to Dayton Boland. He's too strong.
First and 10 again, an I formation handoff. Boom! Down he goes!
We got
Ball is loose. No one has it. Petey Knight.
The would-be ball carrier.
You know who that was? Nathan Zickafoos.
Yeah, he got creamed.
He got creamed by Jacob Barnes, you said?
No, it was Petey Knight.
Petey Knight.
Just creamed him.
Holy cow, what a hit. And we can hear it up here in the press box.
Yeah, that's what the doctor ordered right there. 32-yard line for the Ironman with 8:06 to play.
All right, Nowata has the ball back. The defense stop they needed. And LB from their own 37-yard line, first and 10 for the Ironman. 8:06 to go in the game, 22-14, Veneto on top. Two wide receivers to the right. The play action, Smith. Screen pass.
Ah.
And in and out, no good by Wyatt Sanders. He had it in his hands, and he dropped it.
I think he realized he had some real estate, and he wanted him to take advantage of running with the ball, but you got to have it first, Wyatt. Dadgummit.
Second and 10 now from Nowata's 37-yard line. Again, it's a huge play right here for Nowata. Do you run it or you pass it? The screen passes have worked it. There have been several drop balls today for Nowata.
Yeah, I think I'll go back to Terrell Collins on that play you scored on. There wasn't anybody on him if he caught the ball in stride. Now, as it was, the ball kind of took a little while to get there. But he was open when he caught it.
A receiver to the right, a receiver to the left. Second and 10 from the 37-yard line. Shotgun formation, handoff. Collins runs to the right and breaks one tackle, won't get away from another as he dances to the 33-yard line. There on the stop was Dayton Boland.
The other drawback to running the ball is if you don't gain a great amount, it eats clock. You have an incomplete pass, it stops the clock, and you regroup and go again.
Now right. You're looking at 3rd and 8 from the 34-yard line. Actually, I apologize. I thought the ball started at the 37. It was the 32.
Tyler Lydell brought the play in. The Ironman burning a lot of clock. They're down to under 9 seconds to go on the play clock. They need to step it up here and have a little urgency.
Now, play clock down to 3, 2, 1, and now they're kind of confused right now. They have to call a timeout. They had Terrell Collins and Archie Agnew kind of jogging to the left side, and they were a little confused on that play, and had to call a timeout.
Again, Liddell was late getting out there with the play, and by the time they called it and broke huddle, the play clock said 9.
And they finally had to call that timeout when it was down to 1 second on the play clock.
You gotta understand, you're behind 8 points. You gotta put a little move on here.
Well,
Third and 8.
Each team now has 2 timeouts with 7:15 to go in the game. It's 3rd and 8 from Nowata's 34-yard line. I would think that that would be plenty of time, but with high school football, you just never know. It can be an eternity, or it can just go very quickly.
Did Benita take that timeout earlier?
Yes, he did.
Okay,
they took one
good.
Earlier.
I gave that to Nowata. Very good. Well, that I feel a little better, not much.
Yeah, now each team has 2 timeouts.
Thank you. I'm glad you're on top of things.
Well, thank you. That's why you got me here.
That wasn't a timeout. That's just a bug laying there.
Oh, I know. I've got bugs all over me. That's...
You kind of look like one of those fly strips just kind of attached to you. 3rd and 8 for the Ironman from the 34-yard line.
Here we go. Shotgun formation. Smith. Actually, it's going to be
Wyatt
Sanders on the
Wildcat.
On the Wildcat formation.
13 yards.
And a 13-yard carry. Enough for an Ironman first down.
You just keep taking a breath, and I'll finish your sentence. We're doing fine.
I'm just saying, what are they calling here? They called a wildcat there. And they're going to also call a wildcat again. Oh, the high snap.
No.
And now
no.
The guy that played
false
that
start.
False start against Nowata. Holy cow, that was so close.
Thank goodness for a penalty on that one.
It's going to be a legal procedure. False start against Nowata, 5 yards.
So are we back in the wild? Oh, no, I see Cody back in there. But
that puts him back in Nowata territory to the 45-yard line.
Well, you know, we...
Actually, the 42-yard line.
You know, we...
were trying to do again is trying to do again the Wildcat with Sanders under center.
Seems like we take 2 steps forward and another step back. We just can't get down the field very quickly.
under 7 minutes to go in the game.
Anybody from the stands that looks up here and sees this probably thinks we're giving signals because we're swatting bugs.
Shotgun formation now for Cody Smith, who's back in the game. A receiver on each end, Smith throws, pass caught at the 45. That's Wyatt Sanders down at the 47-yard line, probably back to the original yard of scrimmage.
Yes, sir.
So now you're looking at second and 10 from the 47. This is, I think, an important possession here for Nowata with 6:20 to go in the game.
That's the fifth reception on the evening for Wyatt Sanders. And the second completion of the second half for Cody Smith.
Again, Nowata really not in a hurry right now to get this playoff here.
I
know. Play clock down to 10 seconds.
Again, Liddell kind of jogging onto the field, and we're on the far hash mark away from the Ironman bench.
Here we go, third and actually second and 10, excuse me. And Smith spins around and Bowley takes a lick by Dayton Bowen. And Cody Smith took some punishment right there, and it gains, luckily, a yard. And it's going to be third and 9 from the 48-yard line. But more importantly, clock is not your friend for Nowata. Is that clock now 5:30 and counting? And the ball game, 22-14, favor
of
Bonita.
Still calling the play on the sideline. Archie Agnew running in. We've got to do a better job of getting the plays in and out.
Third and 9 from the 48-yard line.
Hornet fans coming to life.
Three wide receivers, two on the right. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Almost offsides against Bonita. Throws a long pass, and a pass is caught to the 10-5. Breaks one tackle, good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. That's Archie Agnew on a 52-yard pass from Cody Smith, and Nowata trails by 2 points as they're back in the game.
Archie's first catch, and it goes for 6 points tonight. How about that?
Wow. Archie Agnew, his first touchdown reception of the night. And now, more importantly, do you go for two or do you go for one?
I go for two. You're going to be behind either way. If you don't get the two, you're behind. If you don't get the one, you're still behind. You go for two right here.
No one will call a timeout to talk about what they want to do here. That is the third touchdown pass of the night.
Stayed another bug, Adam.
That is the third touchdown pass from Cody Smith here tonight. And what a way to get his third touchdown pass with 4:53 to go in the game.
Wow, that was and you know, Agnew got behind him. What a double move. He just outran the corner. He was a good 6 yards behind him when he caught the ball. And Cody laid it out there in good fashion. The safety had the angle on him and came over and cut him off at the 5-yard line. And props to Archie. He just kind of put a little wiggle move. Cut back to the right and waltzed into the end zone for 6 points. What's your favorite play right here?
I go Wildcat. I like the Wildcat. I do. You put Sanders under center and let him run it.
How about Collins?
You can go for Collins as well.
You put Petey Knight back there in the tight end, maybe Matthew Holland, take out Sanders, who's a little undersized.
Of course, I'm not the coach. That's why I'm up here in the press box.
Yeah,
like you.
We're making a lot more up here, right?
But you know, if I'm the coaching staff, I would go for a Wildcat. But let's see what they're going to call here. This is an important 2-point conversion for Nowata, and they're going to put Smith in a shotgun formation. Agnew, actually, it's Sanders and Collins in motion, and they're going to give it off to Smith. He's not going anywhere. That ball came loose anyway, but that 2-point conversion is going to fail.
It's okay. Now you got to complete
it. You know what? I'm okay with that because you're still down by two. Your defense has stepped it up quite a bit here. So timeout on the field, 4:53 to go in the game, 22-20. No one trails to Veneto. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to No One Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that's drive for Nowata took them 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plays. And I'll worry about my math here. 68 yards. Yeah, that's right. Archie Agnew, a 52-yard pass from Cody Smith. But the two-point conversion was no good as Cody Smith was trying to run it in himself. He had a couple of blockers, but Vanita's front four just swatted Cody Smith.
Just over 3.5 minutes on that drive. So the Ironmen can take it a good distance. They took it half the length of, well, with the loss of yardage, they took it over half the length of the field in 3 minutes. So they know about what they've got to do here with 4:52.
An important kickoff here for Nowata. Do you go an onside kick or do you kick it deep?
You know,
your defense has been playing well.
I pick out the guy on that front line that has that look in his eyes, oh, God, please don't kick it to me, and that's the one I kick it to.
Well, they looks like that Vanita's got their hands So I know they kind of made some changes there.
You're absolutely right. Got some receivers and some DBs up there.
Donaldson will kick things off here from Nowata from their own 40. Here is the kick. It's a long drive kick, and that's good coverage. Good catch there by special teamer.
I think
for
that was Zikafus
on that recovery. But, again, Vanita gets excellent field position. They'll spot it from their own 44-yard line. Again, 4:52 to go in the game. Nowata trails 22-20. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
Well, it's been exciting.
It has been exciting.
We didn't need to make it this exciting.
No, I didn't. Ward under center on a 1st and 10. Handoff. It's to Bolin. Breaks one tackle. Won't get away from another. He might have crossed the 45 to the 46-yard line. Jacob Barnes there to make the stop. Along with Barnes, Lucas Owens.
I'm like you. I thought that was Bolin, but that was Armijo on the carry. And, of course, Vanita's going to take their time getting in and out of the huddle. They've got nothing to hurry about.
Spot the ball at the 45, gain of 1, 2nd and 9 from the 45.
You figure about a full minute and 10 seconds on every two
right
plays.
Right now, timeouts. Vanita has 2, no 1-on-1. Shotgun formation. They're going to go for the reverse, and that reverse is no good. And that somehow Warner breaks the tackle, and the pass is caught at the 49-yard line.
Wow.
Dayton Bolin with the reception. But I tell you what, Parker Ward was down to be – he was down to on the count there, and somehow he broke a tackler and threw the pass into Bolin and gets third down.
Third and about 5,
third
Adam.
Third and 6, really. 3rd and 5, you're right. Something on a 5-yard carry. On a 5-yard reception, excuse me.
Wow. They got away with him. I mean, we had him in the backfield. Just couldn't wrap him up. Give Ward props. Parker Ward escaped.
3rd and 5 from the 49-yard line. A shotgun formation. Man in motion. They're going to hand it off to Bolin. Bolin, he's not going to break. He breaks one tackle.
Ah.
Gets to another one. Breaks another tackle to the 50 to the 45-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Dayton Bolin broke away 2 tacklers. One of them was by Archie Agnew. And Wyatt Sanders, and Agnew is slow to get up here at the 43-yard line. Looks like it, I hope it's just a cramp, but they're going to get Agnew out of there.
Well,
they had Vanita stopped at the 45-yard line, and somehow Bolin breaks a couple of tacklers, Sanders and Agnew, and crosses the Nowata territory to the 44 as a 1st down.
Well, the Ironmen got exactly what they wanted. They got the pressure, and Agnew couldn't wrap him up. There were 2 or 3 Ironmen had a shot at him over on the far sideline. We couldn't see who they were, but just give that young man credit. He never gave up on the run, and just he made it all on his own account. And he has a 1st down, and the Ironmen are in trouble.
Well, that was an injury timeout, so no timeout given by either squad. But right now, clock is your friend for Vanita, but not for Nowata.
Yeah, 3:17 to go and a full set of downs.
Now you got a fresh
timeout.
Now you got a fresh set of downs for Vanita. 1st and 10 from Nowata's 44-yard line. Under center is Parker Ward. I formation to Ward. Handoff is to Bolin. He breaks one tackle to the 40. Runs to the left to the 35, 30. He's gone. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown of Bonita. Dayton Bolin on a 44-yard run to the left side, and that may put the icing on the cake for Bonita.
And I'll just bet you when you talk to Coach Hagenbush this week about the game, he's going to talk about poor tackling.
A 44-yard touchdown run for Daylon Bolin against Bonita, an 8-point lead, 28-20.
You got to block the extra point right here to keep it an 8-point game if you know what to.
DeLojo now to attempt the extra point. There's a snap, hold, kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 2:55 to go in the game. It's Bonita 29 and Nowata 20. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country, K-Rig. Was a four-play, 54-yard drive. And that could very well put the icing on the cake for Bonita as Daylon Bolin scores on a 44-yard run, and it's 29-20 in favor of Bonita.
How many times on that drive did the Ironman have Bonita backstop for a loss or no gain?
Three times at least. Three times. Had them beat. Poor tackling down the stretch, especially on that third and five play.
Yes.
Wyatt Sanders and Archie Agnew had him. Matter of fact, Sanders had him first. There's a kick, a high kick. And Sanders has it. And ball, boy, it's lucky that ball didn't get turned over. And
Wyatt's slow to get
looks
up.
Looks like Wyatt's slow to get up.
There he is.
Yeah.
He's good.
Well, Nowata now has 2:51 to go to try to make a game of it, down by 9, 29-20. Like I said, the last time that Bonita beat Nowata was back in 2011.
And last year's Nowata squad was good enough to overcome poor field position. I don't think we've seen that so much out of this group yet this year. But the season is young, and let's face it, this you don't want to ever lose a game, but this really goes for nothing. It doesn't it counts in the rivalry, but it doesn't hurt you in the district standings, and you get back out on the practice field and go again.
Well, it might hurt you in the polls. First and 10 from the 18-yard line. Smith now the shotgun, and now we're going to stop pistol stoppage of play. Was there a flag down?
What he called there, because he called
what
it toward toward the Nowata sideline because he couldn't see it. Now he's going to step over here, maybe.
Well, what did he call?
I think it was illegal motion.
Illegal motion against Nowata, I think. That's what we're going to say.
Works for me. Sixth penalty. Kind of academic at this point.
And now you're looking at first and 15 from the 13-yard line. Yeah, I had some polls that don't want to rank fourth. But that's going to drop.
42-28. Trey Stump just gave us the Locust Grove final over Adair.
Wow. Play action. Smith throws to his right. Has a man open. Overthrows Sanders. Incomplete. It'll be second and 10. Actually, second and 15.
Yeah, the Ironmen are able to get behind the Bonita defenders. It's not that they're any faster than we are. We're just not able to make the connection.
Well, if you're Bonita right now, this game is not over yet. Still got 2:45 in the game.
We got to have two scores, and I
just doubt we can do that.
Yeah, I don't.
One, maybe. And now Bonita looks like they're going to call a timeout. Timeout, Bonita. They've got one left, so does Nowata, with 2:45 to go in the game. And again, Nowata trails Bonita 29-20. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. And don't forget, we'll have Dewey football for you tomorrow night from Dogger Stadium as the Dewey Bulldoggers will entertain the Pawhuska Huskies. We'll have that game for you at 6:30 tomorrow night right here on K-Rig. And also, we'll simulcast that on Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM.
Minus the bugs.
Minus the bugs, thank goodness.
There's no place like home.
I know. We'll be home for the next 5 dates. Our next road trip, by the way, is Kellyville, and I believe that's in the middle of October.
Hope they don't have bugs. Middle of October may be cooler.
Well, middle of October, yeah, you're right. The middle of October will probably be cooler.
If we had one of those bug zappers up here, it'd just go crazy.
Oh, where's that Raid spray?
Raid!
You know, we talked about that on our way down here. Where's that bug spray when you need it?
We have a good time on our road trip.
Oh, we do. We do. Second and 15 from Nowata's 13-yard line. And Smith, he's a busted play, and he's sacked at the 10. Stephen Frost, we've called his name quite a bit here tonight.
Yeah, he's a good little ball player. He's done a great job.
He's a senior, 6'2", 230.
Well,
now you're looking at 3rd and 18 from the 10.
Matt Hagenbush looks like he will lose for the first time in his coaching career at Nowata to Vanita.
Keep in mind, Coach Hagenbush was an assistant here 4 years ago.
Right.
And also the regular season snap is going to come to a close here. So 3rd and 18 from the 10 with 2 minutes to go in the game.
And we start a new streak next week, right?
That's right.
Oh,
and then we're going to have a flag on the play. Looks like the way it's going to go, it's going to be against Nowata.
Dead ball.
Legal substitution against Nowata. Matter of fact, as I mentioned, the last time Nowata lost in a regular season game was 2 years ago against Adair. As a matter of fact, speaking of Adair, the OSSAA has approved the realignments in the districts. And in Nowata's district, we lose Pawhuska, we gain Adair.
Well, should be fun.
That will be fun. Now you're looking at 3rd, and this is not fun, 3rd and 23 from the 5. Mm. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. There's a snap. Smith from his end zone. Now throws to his left, and a pass is intercepted.
Second one tonight.
Brian Hawkins on the interception, and that is, I believe, the 4th turnover of the night for Nowata.
2 fumbles in the first half, 2 interceptions in the second half, and if Dandy Don were here, he'd be singing, "Turn out the lights." And Howard Cosell would be giving him grief about it.
Well, they're not here to call this game here tonight.
But we might want to turn out the lights anyway just because it'll keep from attracting more bugs.
1:29 to go in the game. You got to blame. I guess if you want to blame me, I need the light on.
Well, no, I have to keep stats, so.
Okay. 1st and 10 from the 38, Nowata's territory, under center Parker Ward.
And it may not be done. They may not just take a knee here.
Well, Nowata has one timeout left. They're going to hand it off to Boland and runs to the left to the 35 down. That's where he'll stay at the 35. Alex Kaufman there on the carry.
Gain of 3 for Kaufman. We said off the air, we need to make it prevalent on the air. Dayton Boland has gone over 100 yards on night. I've got him for 9 carries and 107 yards and a touchdown.
Clock rolling with 1:20 to go in the game. A gain of 3, 2nd and 7 from the 35-yard line.
And I don't think Coach Hagenbush is going to elect to stop this. I think he's just going to let it roll on out, regroup, and live to fight another day.
As you you pull down your window out there, 2nd and 7, handoff is to Kaufman. Actually, it's not Kaufman, it's Boland. And Bowen spins around to the 31-yard line. Clock now 45 seconds and counting. Ball will be spotted at the 31-yard line. A gain of 4, 3rd down and 3.
2 more plays should have just about do it for the night.
Well, the Ironman's 2-0 record is going to be now 2-1 on the year.
I stand corrected. I think this will be our last play of the night, Adam.
Third and three from the 31-yard line. In an I formation for Parker Ward. Hand off there is to Bolin. Runs to the right to the 30, down to the 26-yard line, and that should do it. And Vanita has stunned Nowata. Actually, before that, we got an injured player. We had an injured Ironman player with 9 seconds to go.
That's never good.
And that is, I'm not sure who that is.
Is that Tim Callahan?
No, that's not Tim.
It's not 70.
Looks like it was Tyler Liddell, I think. Not certainly. I missed the number there, but looked like he was holding his leg, which that's not good.
No.
Well, clock stop with 9 seconds to go, and it's fourth. Actually, it's going to be first down anyway. But more concerned is that Ironman player that's down. And again, I did not see who it was. Well, anyway, that next up for Nowata a week from tomorrow is they'll take on Miami. We'll have that game for you next Friday night, 7 o'clock. It's a pregame show, kickoff 7:30. Like to see a great crowd.
Adam, I think you're right. I think that is Titan. The more I look at the length he is, and he's a thin young man, and a zero definitely is the second number, so I bet that's Titan. And they've got a couple of Nowata coaches. Two Nowata coaches and a trainer out there administering aid to him. So, see what we get going here. And that's Callahan.
That's Tim Callahan. That's not good. He has to be helped off.
That's 275 pounds of helping off right there. He's a load.
I hope it's just a cramp.
Well, or maybe just got a stinger for
stinger
now.
Stinger or something for right now.
If nothing major, they'd be taking him. Yeah, he's walking under his own power right now.
Yeah, that's good news, but he still has to be assistant. It looked like for a while it was Tyler Liddell, but it's not. Of course, it's Tim Callahan. You know, it's great to see Tim come out for football this year. He didn't come out a year ago. And I'll tell you what, when he started for the Ironman basketball team a year ago and when they only had six players, it was part of that team that kind of got that spark up there. And now that's officially the ball game as Nowata will lose tonight here at Vanita. Vanita wins 29-20. 29-20, Nowata falls to Vanita. And we'll come back, wrap this game up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country, K-Rig.